Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue with a series called How the Church Meets Your Deepest Needs. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the benefits of being part of a church family. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the Purpose-Driven Life Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate, a hardcover book that will help the student in your life with the decisions they will face both before and after graduation. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Sharing Your Hope with Others.
Proverbs 12:26 says this in the TEV, the righteous person is a guide to his friends. The righteous person is a guide to his friends. And what you want to do, if your friends are somebody, you want to guide them in the right way. You care enough about them, you want them to spend an eternity in heaven with you. You don't want to be separated from eternity. And a righteous person is a guide to his friends. Another verse, Proverbs 17:17 says, friends always show their love. And the most loving thing you can do is to show somebody how they can have their past forgiven, get a purpose for living, and get a home in heaven by opening their heart to the grace of God. Friends always show their love. It's unloving to not tell people the good news. All right? Let me give you a fourth thing you can do. You can practice this week. You learn it and you live it and you apologize for not talking about it. Number four, listen first. Listen first. And by the way, ask questions. Write that down too. Listen first and ask questions. You will always bring more people to Christ by listening to them than by talking to them. Why? Because everybody on this planet has a deep, deep hunger to be listened to be understood, to have their feelings validated, to not just blow it off, but to really listen. And very few people in this world care enough to actually listen to people, to their neighbors and friends. That's why people pay big money to go to counselors, because very few people care enough to actually listen to their friends. Your ear is a great tool for showing love to someone. This is a huge tool. Proverbs 18, verse 13 in today's English version says this, always listen before you answer. If you don't, you're being stupid and insulting. Now, you remember that verse earlier we talked about, said always be ready to share your hope and always be ready to give an answer to people who ask you about the hope that's in you? Well, the second part is always listen first before you share it. Always listen. And that's where you're going to find the key to their heart. Proverbs 20, verse 5, today's English version says this, a person's thoughts are like water in a deep well, but somebody with insight can draw them out. That's a beautiful picture. A person's thoughts are like water in a deep well, but someone with insight can draw them out. How do you draw it out of people? How do you find their hidden hurt? How do you find their deep need? Unmet need, their felt need, by asking questions. The way you draw something out of people is by asking questions, and then after they've answered the question, say, well, tell me more. And then ask it again. Well, tell me more. And what else? And you just keep letting them talk. You know, a lot of people are worried that I've got to go out there and prove that God exists. No, you don't have to do that. First place, most people don't doubt God's existence. There are arguments out there, theological and teleological arguments for the existence of God. The cosmological argument, the teleological argument, the ontological argument, Kant's moral reproof. These are all things, if you go to seminary, you have to learn the arguments for the existence of God. But you know what? Most people couldn't care less. Again, they're living at the emotional level. It's not your job to prove God exists. It's your job to just show the grace of God to them. Now that goes in and along with my fifth suggestion, write this down. Share your stories. Share your stories. You don't have to be going to the Bible for everything. Just share what's happened to you. Now, this is called, as you know, your testimony. In class 401, we teach you how to write out your testimony. But you notice I say share your stories, plural, not share your story. Why? Because you have many testimonies. A lot of people think they only have one testimony, the testimony of how they came to Christ, how they were saved. But has God ever helped you with a financial problem? Then you have a financial testimony. Has God ever helped you with a relational problem? Then you have a relational testimony or marriage testimony. Has God ever helped you with dating? Then you've got a dating testimony. Has God ever helped you when you were going through a crisis or grief or you lost someone or you were worried or you were sick? You have hundreds of testimonies. You know, the power of a testimony is that you are the authority. You're not pointing to anybody else. It's that people in today's age go, well, you said it. It's you are the authority on your life. Nobody's a better authority on your life than you. Now, the Bible, of course, is filled with testimonies of people. One time, Jesus healed a blind guy, and the Pharisees kind of came to him and tried to trap him with some theological questions and discussion, tried to pin him down in the identity of Jesus. And the guy was really smart, and he just resorted back to his testimony. And he did that because when you have a testimony, you're the authority on it. And in John chapter 9, verse 25, when they come and say, who do you think Jesus is? He goes, well, you know what? I don't know what you're going to argue about, but I do know this. I was blind, but now I can see. That's a testimony. You have lots of I was blind, but now I can see testimonies about parenting, about dieting, about sleeping well, about dealing with stress, about dealing with pressure, and all the other things in your life. You have hundreds of testimonies. Finally, let me give you one more suggestion. Number 6, bring them to worship. This is one of the best ways that you can share your hope with people who are struggling without hope. Did you know that studies show that people come to Christ quicker when they do it in the context of a larger group of people rather than just by one-on-one? So when you talk to your neighbor, your friend, your coworker about the Lord, but then you bring them to church and they walk into a service and they see a lot of other people, hundreds of people, or maybe even thousands, who believe the same thing, that's called a corporate witness and has enormous emotional and spiritual power. And when people come and see other people together believing the same thing, it adds credibility to what you have shared with your friend. And your friend thinks, he looks around and goes, wow, there are a lot of people here who believe this. They couldn't all be crazy. I mean, they might doubt you, but they couldn't all be crazy. This is why Jesus wants us to bring people into his church family and actually bring them to worship services. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus said this, go into the streets and everywhere else and invite anyone you find to come with you so that my house will be full.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate. And it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
So when you talk to your neighbor, your friend, your coworker about the Lord, but then you bring them to church and they walk into a service and they see a lot of other people, hundreds of people, and your friend thinks, he looks around and goes, wow, there are a lot of people here who believe this. They couldn't all be crazy. I mean, they might doubt you, but they couldn't all be crazy. This is why Jesus wants us to bring people into his church family and actually bring them to worship services. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus said this, go into the streets and everywhere else and invite anyone you find to come with you so that my house will be full. Notice that God wants a full house. He wants a full house. He wants everybody saved. When was the last time you invited somebody to church? Care enough to bring somebody with you next weekend. You know, when you do that, you're going to see church from a whole different perspective when you sit next to somebody who's never been in a service before. And you see all of the things go, now I get why we do this. Now I see why we do this at Saddleback. And I have seen the reality of Psalm 40, verse 3 happen thousands and thousands of times at Saddleback Church when people brought their friends to church. Psalm 40, verse 3 says this, many people will see this, what? The service of worship. And they will worship him. Then they will trust the Lord. Notice that worship leads to outreach. Worship leads to conversion. Then they will trust the Lord. When people who don't yet have a friendship with God watch believers give thanks to God, like in singing, it is a powerful witness. And this is why the first church in Jerusalem actually grew to over 100,000 members in less than 20 years. Because the worship was there and everybody was bringing their friends to the temple. Acts 2, verse 47 says this, as they worshiped God, people in the community liked what they saw. And as a result, every day their number grew as God added those who were being saved. All right? Now I've given you, five or so reasons why you should have confidence and six or so steps to just get going. Let me wrap this up by just concluding with why. Why do we do this? Why do we share our hope? Well, let me just give you three or four reasons real quick. Number one, everybody needs Jesus. The reason we share our hope is because everybody needs Jesus. You know, if I had the cure for cancer or AIDS, or dementia, and I didn't share it with everybody, that would be criminal. They should lock me up and put me in prison. If I knew how to cure people's cancer or AIDS or dementia or some other thing, it would be criminal if I didn't pass it on. We have something even better, how to have eternal life, past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. It would be criminal to not share it with others. Look at this verse, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Jesus says in the Message paraphrase, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. And I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it, Jesus says. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Who doesn't want that? It's not like you're trying to get people to eat cat food or something. You know, what most people reject is not true Christianity. What most people reject is a misconception of it. Jesus says, you got needs in your life? Come to me and I will meet that need. I will give you rest. So we do it because everybody needs Jesus. The second reason we do it is because Jesus commands us to do it. We looked at those commands at the very start, that this church, Saddleback, exists because of his great commission to go make disciples. Mark chapter 8, verse 38, Jesus said this, very, very sobering verse. Look at this verse, Mark 8, 38. Jesus says, if you're ashamed of me And my message in these sick and sinful days, I will be ashamed of you when I return in glory. Whoa. Whoa. We do this because God commands us to do it. Do you care more about what people think than about what God thinks? Are you more worried about your reputation than their salvation? Are you ashamed of Jesus? Why? I mean, maybe if you're ashamed of Jesus, maybe you don't really have a friendship with him yet. You need to get to know him. Jesus commands us to share our hope. Third reason we share our hope is because we're grateful to God and we love people. 2 Corinthians 5:14, the Bible says, Christ's love compels us. Christ's love compels us because we know that he died for all. We are motivated by love. People ask me, what motivates you, Rick, year after year after year at Saddleback Church? I love Jesus Christ with all my heart, and I love people, and that compels us. You know, there's a point where Jesus one time is up on a hill, and he looks out the whole city of Jerusalem, and in passionate cry, he says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her brood, but you would not have me. Can you hear the verse that the passion had? Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. I have prayed that prayer so many times as I've been up on a hill saying, oh, Saddleback Valley, Saddleback Valley, how much I would have gathered you to bring you the good news. And then as we expanded to Orange County, Southern California, oh, Southern California, Southern California, how much I would have gathered you together and shared with you the good news of Christ if you'd just listen. And now I, with campuses around the world, I say, oh, world, how I plead and beg for you to listen to the good news of Jesus Christ. We do it out of love. Finally, the Bible says that you will be rewarded in heaven. That when you share your hope with others, you will be rewarded in heaven. Proverbs 11, verse 30 says this, good people give life to others like a fruit-bearing tree, and those who save souls are wise. Do you want to be wise? Save souls. You want to bear fruit? You want to be a tree of life? You want to leave a legacy? The way you leave a legacy is by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, for since we were restored to friendship with God by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be delivered from eternal punishment by his life. Romans 5:10. What a great promise. You will be rewarded in eternity for the people you brought with you. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? Let me close in prayer. The Bible says that God wants us to be witnesses. But a lot of times, we're what I call Arctic River Christians. We're frozen at the mouth. And we don't say anything, and we hold back. But Jesus says, if you're not fishing, you're not following. So let me encourage you to right now, in your mind, I want everybody to think of one person. Think of a name of somebody who you love who doesn't know Jesus yet, okay? Think of a name of somebody you love who doesn't know Jesus yet. And I'm going to ask you to ask God to give you the privilege of bringing that person into the family of God in the next year, in the next 365 days. Would you do that right now? It could be your greatest legacy that somebody's going to be in heaven because of you. Let me pray for you, and then I'll lead you in a prayer. Father, you know everybody who's watching this video online and at all of our campuses, and I know that you've called us to make disciples, to be a witness, to share our hope, to not hold back, to be ambassadors for Christ. And Lord, if we don't do it, we're disobedient. We're not following your will. And so I pray that this message today will motivate each of us to get serious about the people in our lives that we love who still don't know you. Neighbors, friends, coworkers, people we meet in social settings. Now you pray. Say, dear God, I want you to use me to bring somebody to you. Just pray that. Say, dear God, I want you to use me to bring somebody to you in the next year. Help me to remember that your Holy Spirit is with me, and I have the truth and they just have excuses. Help me to remember that everybody has the same longings and the same questions, and that you are the answer to those, and that everybody needs Jesus. Give me the love that I need to care enough to share your good news with those around me. And I humbly ask for your help this week in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery. This unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can call 800-600-5004 or just visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love getting letters from you, and here's one from Beth. She says, Pastor Rick, I've been struggling with stress and anger in my life for some time now, and I'd stopped going to church, the one that I belonged to, because of some differences in views and with some of the people in the church. And I hadn't found a new church home yet. And life has been a constant struggle as I've tried to raise my oldest grandson and help my youngest son with his own anger issues. Now, I couldn't be a good help because I wasn't listening to what God was saying to me. But I started listening to Daily Hope and your messages at the end of October, and I continued to tell my grandson Owen that we need to start going to church again. But I didn't act on it. One day, shortly after Christmas, I had a conflict with a close friend of mine, and I was upset by her negative and bitter attitude. But I finally heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me that I was harboring the same thing in my heart. You know, Rick, I gave those angry, bitter feelings over to God, and I asked Him to help me change my thoughts, and He did with the help of your message on transformation. You know, I've now returned to my old church and my small group, and I've reconnected with my friends that I'd lost touch with, who've been great in helping me and counseling me in a good and godly way. And Rick, I've shared your Daily Hope link with my friends and my coworker Lisa, and we listen to you every day and talk about what we're learning from your message. Thank you for the truthful message that I can relate to and apply in my life, Beth. Well, thanks for writing, Beth. I love you. I thank God for you. I'll be praying for you. I love the fact that you've reconnected with your church home, and I love the fact that you're sharing Daily Hope with your friend, and I especially love the fact that you're talking about it together. There's something real about reviewing what you've heard with somebody else. It takes the truth deeper in your life, and I would encourage all of you who are listening, don't just listen to this broadcast. Don't just read the daily devotional that goes along with it, but talk about it. Discuss it with your friends. The Bible talks about meditating on the Word, and it talks about discussing the Word of God with others. You can do this, just like Beth is doing.
If you don't have a home church, I have good news for you. Pastor Rick created a free tool to help you. Just go to PastorRick.com and download How to Find a Good Church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.